Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Wednesday, May 7, 2008. Two Palestinians die in Gaza due to Israeli army fire while in the West Bank. Israeli troops kidnap seven Palestinians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian sources reported that one Palestinian was killed and seven others injured as the Israeli army attacked a group of residents in Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip on Wednesday afternoon. Witnesses said that an Israeli unmanned aeroplane fired a missile at a group of residents, killing Mohammed Abu Musallam, 22, and injuring seven others, three critically. Five Palestinians were wounded on Wednesday morning after the Israeli army shelled a house to the east of Khan Yunis city. Medics confirmed that five residents were admitted to the Al-Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis and that one of them was critically wounded. Witnesses added that a number of Israeli army tanks invaded Khan Yunis Wednesday early morning. Israeli army bulldozers began razing vast areas of Palestinian-owned farmlands in the area as the Israeli tanks were firing heavily, apparently as a cover for the bulldozers. Also in the coastal region, one Palestinian civilian was announced dead today of wounds sustained on Tuesday at dawn when the Israeli army shelled Sheikh Zayed city in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. In the West Bank, the Israeli army invaded several Palestinian homes in the southern and northern part of the West Bank and kidnapped seven Palestinians, including a father and his four sons, in the early hours of Wednesday morning. In the southern part, the Israeli army attacked several Hebron areas named Yatta and Dura and kidnapped five Palestinians. Those Palestinians, a father and his four sons, have been kidnapped from Yatta town after the army attacked their home in the area. Elsewhere, sources reported that there had been two Palestinians kidnapped from the northern West Bank city of Nablus, particularly in the Balata refugee camp. Thank you for joining us. From occupied Bethlehem, you have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Ishmawi.